just some of the time, but all the time. Very present help in a time of need. I was glad like David when they said, let us come unto the house of the Lord. Because in the house of the Lord is some encouragement in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord is a shelter from the storms of life in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord is some blessings in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord is some protection in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord is some hope in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord is some joy in the house of the Lord. God brought us together today, gave us a reasonable portion of health and strength, gave us the right mind to want to serve him. And even though we've made some stumbles and falls all week, he gave us grace, and thank God for his mercy. Thank God we didn't have the initiative or the desire, but he gave us the desire and the will and the ability to be here today. We thank you so much. We want you to be in prayer for our beloved minister and evangelist, Brother Ralph P. Smith. He's not in any critical condition or anything, so we don't want you to worry, but he just needs us to pray for him. Amen. And so that he was down here working late, because he called me about three times on yesterday. And he's, you know, Brother Smith is in perpetual motion. You know, you love to talk to Brother Smith. He's somewhere out of South County riding around in his car, you know. And so we're just thankful that God has given him physical strength. And we just ask God to just give him rejuvenate, revive, and invigorate him so that he can be with us on next Sunday. But I did get a call from Sister Smith. Sister Smith told me, don't call me Mother Smith. Amen, amen. Call him Mother, Sister, Mother Smith. I'm just Sister Smith. All right, Sister Smith. Got a call from Sister Smith this morning. She said, Brother Prowl, Brad has everything laid out, but he needs to rest. So I got my marching orders from Sister Smith and the Lord, and I said, here, my Lord, send me.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to serve this great church in which God has blessed with so many compassionate and wonderful people. We're just glad, and we'll be praying for Brother Smith. Just good to see my good friend Francine. Amen. And she came to get her praise on today. Amen. Take it back to Bloomington. Yeah, I know they can't praise it like we can. Am I right about it? Amen. You say, I don't know, Brother Proud, now. But anyhow, we just so glad to see you today. We had some great things going on this weekend. Congratulations to Brother and Sister Thompson. Their son Ron was married on Saturday, June 25th. Let's give them a round of applause. Amen. All right. And then congratulations to Brother and Sister Sykes. Their daughter Amber was married last Sunday, June 26th. Is that right? Ooh, man, that's a beautiful thing. Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth what?
A good thing.
All right. And so we want to have a special prayer for and remember them in our prayers as they have united their lives together. We are just so happy today that God allowed our son Timothy to make it through his training.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know where he was going to live if he hadn't made it through this train. I was going to give him a down payment on the apartment, but you can't live in no more. And Tim, 6 months ago, he went into his training, and he said, "Dad, I just want to be at the top of the class." And because when we put forth the effort and when we work, watch, as well as pray, God will answer our prayers. Tim was number 2 in his class. Why don't you stand up, Tim? Stand up, Tim. To make that trip and to see him get a special honor for being number 2 in his class. And we just want you all to pray that God will continue to bless him.
Amen.
Because that was a blessing. And that as he goes to Korea in a couple of weeks, that God would go before him and help him in his efforts to learn what he's been taught in school, and to put it into practice. Amen. And son, when you go to Korea, you're going to find the church, right? Amen. And I'm going to help him find the church before he leave. But we're just so proud of Tim, and we're just so thankful that God brought you back home safely. We really are, Tim, and we're proud of you. And we want you to be in prayer, though, for Sister Ruby Fuller, Karen Anderson. Sister Fuller's brother, Ronald Jean Jones, passed. And they're going to have the funeral here at the building on Friday. Not here. Where at? It's what now? Okay. Someone who can speak a little louder. Okay. All right. Funeral home at Fairview Heights. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with my ears. Now, don't you try to say I'm getting old and stuff. Okay. Now, that's 10. The visitation at Teach Funeral Home in Fairview Heights at 10 is the visitation, right? And then at 11 a.m., the funeral. Okay. All right. And so let's encourage them. And then they're going to have the repast here at the building. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
This Friday. So, sisters, we're going to need your support and anyone who can come out and help the family. This family has served us in our times of bereavement. Sister Karen and all of those have served us, and now they need our help.
Amen.
And so we want you to know about that, and we want you to come and participate and encourage the family on this Friday. And then one of God's tall timbers has fallen. But to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. And we know, and some of you might know, that Sister Virginia Scales passed. And she fought a good fight.
Yeah.
And thank God she finished her course.
Yeah.
And it is henceforth is a crown of righteousness laid up for her. And so we're not worried about Sister Scales, but we mourn her death. But we'll see her again if we live for God.
That's right.
Now, because we know she's in the bosom of Abraham. Now, Sister Scales' funeral is pending. Let's pray for the family, and we'll have more to announce as plans, funeral arrangements are made. I want you to pray for our family. Got a call yesterday. My my first cousin. You remember my cousin James, who used to, his baby brother, his name is Barry, was murdered on Friday. And man, I tell you, we were with the family about 4 hours yesterday, and this has the family in an uproar. And I mean, you know, you ain't prepared for that. And so we've been trying to console each other and praying and just being together on yesterday. And so please pray for the Lawrence family. His name was Barry Lawrence. Talk with Brother Smith. He said that we could use the building on Saturday for his funeral. He's going to have a visitation from 10 to 10 till 11:30, and then we're going to have the funeral. They're going to have a repast in Madison, so Madison, Illinois. They lived in that area, and so we won't have the repast, but I'm asking some of the brothers if they would help me conduct the funeral on Saturday. The funeral starts at 11:30. And the visitation is 10 o'clock. And so pray for us. As we were traveling to pick up Timothy, we drove through. You heard about the folk in West Virginia that got flooded, and they had torrential rains that, like none other in 100 or so years. And you know, it's a mountainous area, and so a lot of them have built their homes at the base of the mountain, in the valley. And the rain was coming down so swiftly and so steadily in that area number of days that they were flooded. We drove through that area, and I mean, the visibility was horrible. Man, we took a turn and was headed down. I said, Mary, I don't think, we tried to get off the road. It was so bad you had to stop. And I don't stop in the midst of storms. I like driving through storms, but it was raining so bad I was trying to stop the car. And I made a turn, and I was going down deeper in the valley. I said, baby, I don't know where this is going. I said, we need to turn this car around. So we did. We turned that car around and started up that hill. And thank God he helped us drive through that, man. It was like 4 hours, you know. And I talked with one of the residents from that area. I saw... And they had signs up, and I said, sir, we'll be praying for you. We'll be praying for you. And they had signs up and said, pray for us. 20-some-odd people died. And on our way back, it was sunny. We were able to actually interface with some more people that were cleaning up their businesses. And you could see where the water had been and the look of disparity on their faces. So they need our prayers.
Amen.
Because prayer for a Christian is powerful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's prevailing.
Yeah.
Talk to me now.
Yes.
Life has its way sometimes of bringing us to our knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Devastation, disappointment, distrust, trouble will bring us to our knees.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just glad that when we fall as Christians to our knees, that prayer is powerful.
Yes, sir.
It can be powerful. And it can be prevailing in the midst of our storms and our troubles. Amen?
Amen.
And the writer here in Philippi talks about this. And he says something that for the text is out of character. Let me say something. When a Christian prays, you will see him conducting himself in a way that's out of character for the circumstance that he's in. When most people will be crying, he will be rejoicing. When most people are getting filled with the liquor, he'll be getting filled with the spirits. But sometimes, amen, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. Sometimes life will press upon us so hard that we're looking for the answer in the bottom. Amen. Church, our young people, at epidemic rates in every social and economic part of society, are using drugs and hard drugs. I'm talking about heroin. I'm talking about synthetic drugs that you can buy at the gas station that will blow your everlasting mind. Amen. Did you know you could, you know, when I used to work at the liquor store, all you could buy was a pipe to smoke that weed in. Amen. I know y'all ain't been on the line. Amen. Y'all act like y'all been saints all the time. Amen. You know, well, all we could buy was the Easy Rider.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. Easy. You know, the papers we used to roll it up with.
Right.
Amen. The kids, forget that. The kids buying cigars now and filling them with drugs. Amen. Yeah. Trying to cope and to deal with the pressures of life. Many of us, you know, we have our habits too. Amen.
Right.
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah. Mary was working for a lady that had so many prescriptions from so many doctors, duplicated the prescriptions. And you know what? This was a disabled lady. And she was taking all these drugs. And guess what? She was selling drugs. I told Mary, I said, baby, you're going to have to get up out of there. Man, I'm going to have to start a prison ministry. Can't you see it? The assistant pastor's wife arrested for drug distribution. I say, sugar, no. I don't care how much she's paying you. Amen. Folk are dealing with things a lot of times in the wrong way. Yeah, Mary talking about, yeah, she took me out to get my nails done. Filled up my tank. Amen. Tried to get me to drink with her. I said, yeah, that's enough. I would think this disabled lady that would be trying to hook up my wife, you know. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. But thank God we got away then with Mary. Amen. Shoot, yeah. Woo. I'm just so thankful. So Paul, out of character, now he in prison.
Yeah.
For doing right. You know those that suffer, those of us who are Christians, that we will suffer for doing right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
You know, we're going to suffer anyway. Huh? Folk going to talk about you anyway. Amen. So let them talk about you because you were doing right rather than wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. If you love your wife, oh, he just henpecked. Look at it. Can't make a move without Mary Proud. Right? That's all right. I would rather you be saying that to say, you know, I heard Brother Prowler
been running around the streets and ain't coming home at night. They gonna talk about you anyway. And so if any man suffer, the Bible said, let him suffer as a Christian because he was trying or she was trying to do that which is right. I fell into a situation the other day, just doing my job at work. I get directives from my supervisor, and so my job is to carry them out, right? Amen. Doing the right thing. Well, one of my building managers, a person that we provide services for, she didn't like that. And she just stopped talking to me. My feelings was hurt. You ain't answer no emails. We can't meet and talk about business. Huh? And went behind my back to my boss. Ooh, I was so mad, y'all. I had to ask the church to pray for me. I couldn't tell you all of the circumstances. And man, just avoiding me. You know, and I'm saying, what in the world did she tell my boss? And my boss gave me some crazy directions, still ain't told me what was said, you know. But I was doing what they said do, so they supported me. But I'm still faced this antagonistic relationship with this person that I have to serve. This person that I have to provide services for. I'm a child of God, and it was one part of me said, I'll just be honest, just don't ever say anything else to her.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen. Yeah. Go talk to her boss. You ain't got to talk to her. Go talk to the building captains. You know what I'm saying? Let her feel, you know, the isolation that you're feeling. But see, prayer.
Yeah.
There is prayer. There is prevailing power in prayer.
That's right.
Amen. This good relationship went bad because I did the right thing. But I didn't just stop there. And thank God I didn't let the devil use me.
Right.
I got to praying about that thing.
Yeah.
And the saints got to praying. You didn't even know what you was praying about.
Right.
Got to
right.
praying, amen. And I waited. I didn't just rush up there. I said, hey, I'm finna go out of town. You know, my son's graduating. We need to meet and talk about the plans, what we're gonna do while I'm away. And, you know, make sure we meet in your needs. Didn't get an answer. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Marcina? Didn't get an email back. I said, what kind of mess with this? And I said, well, the devil start working with me. You know, you can get her in trouble for that. Because personally, she don't have to communicate with you, but professionally, she does. Yeah, tell her boss that she's not handling her business. Amen. I didn't do that, though.
All right.
And I prayed. We prayed. Let me tell you what happened. But I want you to go back now. Keep your Bibles marked in Philippians. Okay, I want you to go to Ephesians, and I'm trying to find this passage that I marked for you. Galatians, Ephesians. Ephesians chapter... Look at verse 20, chapter 3. Your situation. Now, you put your situation on top of this, okay? Because I know you got some situations, right? Look at this. Look at this. Verse 20, 3 and 20. Look at this.
Yeah.
Now, to him who is able. Yep. You just need to remember that.
Yeah.
God is able.
Yes,
like no other.
Yes,
God is able. Yeah, he bigger than your situation.
Yeah.
He knew about your situation. He knew about your situation before you were born. The situation that you're in, God is able.
Yes.
Some folk talk about how they're able, but they can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Amen? But look at God. He who, now to him who is able, I like this part, to do.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Don't, when you're in trouble, don't you want somebody to do something?
Yeah. Yes.
Huh? Yes. And I want somebody to do something that's able to do something.
Yeah.
Amen. And sometimes man's arms are just too short. We have limitations. We cannot do everything. But God is able to do something about the situation.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Yeah. Amen.
And he might not even do what we want to do, but he's going to do what is right. You keep that in mind. Everything that you want him to do ain't right. Tell the truth and shame. Amen. If he did everything that he would want us to do, this church building would be empty. Hey, tell the truth now. Yeah. All right now. He's able to do something.
Yeah.
Right? He's able. And he's able to do something. He's able. Look at this. He's able to do exceedingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever had an evaluation?
Mm-hmm.
It feels good when they say,
you exceed.
You have exceeded our expectation.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did even more than I thought that you were able to do. We asked you to do this. You did this. You've exceeded, you've excelled. You've done more than really God is able to do exceedingly. And you know what? He uses another word. What does he say?
Abundantly.
He's trying to make a point because really there's no word in the English language that can describe the magnificence.
Yeah.
And the power of God to work in our life situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I ain't telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you what I know. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, what is that song? Father may have, mama may have. I might be messing this up, Amanda. But God bless the child that has his own. I'm not telling you what Isabel Proud told me. I knew she believed it, but I'm telling you what I know.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? All right, now I'm going to get to my story. I ain't lost it. Y'all said, Brother Proud, you're taking the long way around. Okay. Amen. I like to take the scenic route. Mary be like, let's jump on the highway. No, let's drive down Highway 50. I want to interact with some people. Hey, you know, country. You know, I don't know, you know. She just want to get there and get it over with. Oh, let's smell the roses. Is that all right, Mary? Amen. We cool. High five me, baby. High five me from the sea. Come on, man. Oh, Lord, she left me hanging. Oh, all right. All right, I better get back to my lesson. That's a sign. All right. Okay, y'all bear with me. Okay. Exceedingly, abundantly, above.
Yes.
You in the valley? He can lift you out of the valley.
Yes.
You in distress? He can lift you above the distress.
Yeah.
You in trouble? He can lift you above the trouble. Oh, you broke? He can lift you above your financial situation.
Yeah.
You're confused. He can deliver you and give you direction.
Yes, he can.
Above. Listen to this. All, what did it say? All that we can ask or think. Am I right about it?
Yes.
We all have goals, desires, and wishes.
Isn't it good to know that God can exceed our expectations?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, yeah, look. Look. According to the power.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but when I think about myself, I feel powerless.
Yeah.
Don't you? Tell the truth, when you ride in your car, folk be looking at you, think you got it all together, and you, it's so much going on. You say, Lord, I need your help. Right? I need your help with these kids. I need your help with this boss. I need your help with this housing situation. I need your help with worry. I just need your help in life. And I'm glad that God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think.
Yeah.
That's good news, isn't it? His ways are so far above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. We're finite. He's infinite. We're limited. He's unlimited. And we got to trust God because he's able to help us. Now, let me go ahead and get this. It's the power that works in what? In who? He's talking to the children of God in Ephesus, right? Which means he's talking to us. That there is some power, AJ, that's available to work in who? Not Brother Prowl, in you. In us. Aren't you glad about that? I'm talking about the prevailing power and church. And guess what? God gets the glory.
That's right.
Amen? When God brings you out of a situation, he gets the glory, doesn't he? Because you were sitting there talking about, I didn't even know how I was going to get out of that situation. I didn't know how that situation was going to work out. Right? And God gets the glory. And we thank God for that. Him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now let me go back to my situation. All right? Amen. You're going to have to come back and hear my other sermon tonight because I know when to quit. Amen. All right. Is that everything all right?
Yeah.
Amen. What the rapper say? Everything going to be all right? That's what the rapper said. Everything going to be all right. Amen. I had to listen to that mess all the way through Virginia. Tim, you know. Amen. Hip hop dad, you know. Lord, have mercy. But I love it, so I put up with it. I was like, Phil, ain't you got something else on your playlist? You know. When I ride with Rudy, he will mix some gospel in on it, you know. Damn. Okay. Anyway. Amen. I'm hip now, baby. Everything gonna be all right. All right, now. All right. Amen. Yeah. Okay. Let me make my point so I can sit down. I prayed about this situation.
Yeah.
Amen. One of my colleagues and I were in contention, right?
Yeah.
No emails. Can't talk about the business plan. You know. And the devil just working on me. Mm-hmm. Just forget about her. You can do your job without her. But God don't get the glory that way, does he?
That's right.
I prayed about the situation. And in fact, after she hadn't contacted me, I said, I'm going to her office.
All
right. Amen. I didn't bum rush her now. I prayed about that thing. I said, I'm going to her office. Amen. And we're going to talk.
Yeah.
But see, I didn't just go there. I was praying about it. Y'all was praying for me. I even got on the phone with Brother Owens right before the meeting.
Yeah.
Amen. We prayed, agonized about that thing. So I went up there full of confidence, not in myself, but in God.
Yeah.
Amen. I knew that God can work this thing out.
Yeah.
Amen. I wasn't worried about rejection, because you ain't rejecting me, you're rejecting God. If she had slammed the door in my face, I could say with a clear conscience, I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
I walked up there,
I don't forget what happened. Trust me, something good happened. I walked up there. She saw me coming. I said, I was just coming to your office to talk to you. Amen. Confidence in God. And she went in the bathroom. She said, I'll be right back. Lord, I thought that woman won't never come out of that bathroom. See, that power, that prayer was working on her. Hey, that prayer was working on her. She was so nervous. She didn't want to come out of the bathroom. And I hadn't said nothing wrong to her or done nothing wrong, but the power of prayer. I said, well, I guess I'll be standing up here for a half hour. She, Lord, have mercy. She finally came out of the restroom. That prayer was working on her. And I said, ma'am, I'm going to be leaving town. We started to converse and walk around her building that she managed, that me and my staff provided services for. And we talked, and God gave me the grace to never bring up the fact you didn't even answer my email. God gave me the grace not to mention the fact you surely have been acting very unprofessionally. Amen. God gave me the grace to say, we talked for an hour. We went from no communication to walking and talking for an hour about the concerns, her concerns about Bill. Never brought up, I just can't believe you act so immature. Amen. This part of me wanted to say that. But the prevailing power of prayer was not only working on her, it was working on me too. Do you hear what I'm talking about? And God bless that thing. Oh man, I was saying, thank you, Jesus. See, all your blessings ain't monetarily.
That's right.
Huh? We think about, oh yeah, you know, if I win the lottery. Amen. Y'all act like y'all don't play. Lord, have mercy. But anyway, I need to win these battles down here on the ground.
That's right. That's right.
I need to conduct myself in a certain way.
That's right.
I need to love my enemies and to do good to those that persecute you.
That's right.
When somebody's standing on my neck and got me at the bottom of the pile, I need the strength to just stand up. Yeah. Am I right about it? And keep walking in faith. I need the strength to just keep saying and doing the right thing and watch God bless in this situation. And I can't even take the credit for it because I know it was God working in her heart and my heart. And the saints were praying. And the relationship, I believe, the working relationship will be even stronger. Because of the prevailing power of prayer. I don't know what you're going through today, church. Amen. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Right.
But I know you're going through something. I know you're in the midst of the storms. You want to stop the car, pull over. And I'm just asking you to stay on the road of faith. You might have to slow down. Put your hazard lights on. Keep driving. If you keep driving and keep praying and keep doing the right thing, God will deliver you from the situation. He'll help you in the midst of the situation. He'll deliver you from the situation. He'll strengthen relationships. He'll strengthen your marriage. He will strengthen your home. He will strengthen your finances. He will strengthen your attitude, your mental responsibility. God is able.
Yes, he is.
To do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Amen. The lesson is yours. That power is available because of what Jesus Christ did some 2,000 years ago. That power was available to make Jesus say on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
That power was available to make the Apostle Paul, when he was locked up in prison, say, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice.
Yeah.
In the midst of my trouble, I'm going to praise him, like we were talking about in that song, because God is able. I don't know what you're carrying today. Don't leave here with your burdens. Don't you leave here. Do you think we dress up and come here to worship God just so that we can dress up and worship God? This is a healing ministry.
That's right.
You come here to get help from your spiritual woes, your physical, mental thinking, realigned with the will of God, so that you can live productive and spiritual and successful and joyous lives,
yeah,
even when there's trouble.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Amen.
If you're here today, you haven't put on the Lord. Maybe you said, Brother Prowler, man, I never heard of nothing like this. You know, I've just been used to depending on myself. You know, I came to church today because somebody just invited me, but I didn't know this was available. This is available to you.
Yes.
You come believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yeah.
That he lived among men, was put on a cruel tree of the cross and crucified, was taken down and put in a borrowed tomb, and God raised him. That was exceedingly abundant grace to raise Jesus from the dead, above all that we could ask or think. Am I right about it? And the people who had murdered him, they experienced amazing grace.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, after they found out that Jesus had rose again, they were saying, what are we going to do? That would be like you murdered somebody and you realized they came back from the dead. You were like, oh, Lord. And then they murdered the wrong person. Am I right about it? Some of them actually thought they were doing God a favor. When they realized they had murdered the one that they had been looking for hundreds and thousands of years, they said, what? We killed the Christ? Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter preached the first gospel sermon. He said, you need to repent. And you need to be baptized. That's where you start. And you know what? He says, all your sins will be forgiven. Anybody ever done anything that they regretted?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, all of us have, haven't we? Some things we just want to keep between us and the Lord. And thank God he'll forgive us for that. All of our sins. Repent and be baptized for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins.
Yeah.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this promises unto you, listen, to the people he was talking to there, to your children, the generation after them, all that are far off, right, the generation after them, and as many as our Lord, your God, shall call. That's us.
All right.
He's calling you today. Do you need to rededicate your life? Do you need to come and put on... You know what? We'll baptize you today for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Do you just need to rededicate your life? Do you need us to pray so that God can bless you exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask? Come today. We'll baptize you. We'll help you grow. We'll strengthen you with God's help as we together stand and sing the song of encouragement.